You're listening to KUTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience. My name is Jack Anderson. Our engineers today are Jake Perlman and Cliff Hargrove. We got our multimedia team here today, and we are joined by Austin three-piece QQ. They just released their debut full-length album, and they're going to be performing this Saturday at the ABGB. Well, ladies, I would love to start with a song.
All right.
That's Monster from local three-piece QQ. That was the title track from an EP they put out back in March, and they just enjoyed the release of their self-titled debut full-length album, and they're also performing this Saturday at ABGB. I'm chatting here with Claire Hamilton on bass, guitar, and vocals, as well as Mary Streepy, who's doing drums and vocals. First of all, ladies, how are you doing this afternoon?
Great. I almost burped just then, but I didn't, so that was good.
Yeah,
save.
We're excited. It's kind of our, you know, we're coming.
Yeah,
out.
We're excited to be here. Thanks for KUTX for having us.
Oh, well, it's great to have y'all here. So you three, you're kind of live music veterans in your own right. Just if you could go around really quickly, what groups were you a member of before QQ?
Sure. Paraguay, The Breathers. For a second, I was in the Summer Wardrobe.
I was in a band called the Bumping Uglies turned Buglies for kids. We're doing kids shows now, so Buglies.
I was in 16 Deluxe back in the 90s and up until today. Also played with a lot of different bands in town, but my favorite projects were probably the Pretty Please and Elevated Lines.
Okay, so a lot of experience between you three. How did QQ first come together?
It came. I contacted Carrie. We didn't really know each other very well, but I wanted to jam with someone who was into krautrock and spiritualized. And then it just kind of grew from there. And we met Mary, because Carrie knew Mary. And as soon as Mary became part of it, we knew we really had something, is how we felt.
Yeah.
The group is QQ here in Studio 1A. So talk to me, if we're doing origin story right now, talk to me about the name. How did we decide on QQ?
We were originally going to call ourselves Kit with an exclamation point, but we realized that was taken. And QQ was just something I had written in a notebook. And I just like the idea of a line. And also, I don't feel like the word Q gets used in America. And I just thought it was funny, and I presented it to them, and they were like, "Yeah, QQ. It sounds good too."
Q-Q. It does. No doubt about it. It is QQ here in Studio 1A. They just released their debut album a couple weeks back, and they're performing this Saturday at ABGB along with Ghost Wolves. That is a free all ages show. So want to hear another song from the new album in a moment, but let's talk to me about the difference between the Monster EP and the self-titled debut. Monster came out back in March, had four tracks. This full-length album, it's got another four tracks in addition to those. What led to the decision to do a full-length, including those, rather than just another EP?
We thought we were going to have them separate, but they go so well together of the story of, you know, our origins. So I just like the idea of that we just, you know, we made them two kind of different things. They're their own thing in their own right. They were produced by two different people. John Sanchez produced the first side and the Monster side, and Louis Lino produced the Mission side. And we just wanted to keep them all together because that's, you know, we were like, this is what we've made up to this point. I think they should all be together on an album. And so we kind of just went for it.
QQ here in Studio 1A. I want to hear some stuff from the new album. Can we do that right now?
Yes. You ready?
I am on a mission.
Holy cow, that is Mission here from Studio 1A. That's from QQ. They just enjoyed the release of their new debut full-length album, self-titled, and you can see them perform this Saturday at the ABGB along with Ghost Wolves, and it is a free all-ages show. I've been chatting with Claire Hamilton and Mary Streepy. Ladies, thank you so much. Do you mind taking a moment to introduce your fellow band member?
Carrie Clark.
Hello.
Ripping and raving on guitar.
How can you rave without ripping? I mean, come on. It just comes naturally.
It's true.
Well, ladies, thank you so much for stopping in. If fans want to find your music or more information about you online, where can they go?
We have a website. It's a convoluted name. If you just look up QQ on Google, you can find that. And then Bandcamp QQ, you can order t-shirts and the LP vinyl and CDs and all that stuff.
All right, well, that's going to wrap up the broadcast portion of this Studio 1A session. Today's Studio 1A was mixed by Jake Perlman and assisted by Cliff Hargrove. Our multimedia crew today is led by Gabriel Perez, assisted by Travis Hood and Linda Gonzalez. And our Studio 1A producer is Deidre Gott. For KUTX 98.9, I'm Jack Anderson.